And welcome back to the Home Team Sports Show. We're going to go right into the Casper's Company McDonald's High School Athlete of the Week.
And this week's athlete is Rebecca Clark. She is a cross-country and swimming star from Strawberry Crest High School. Rebecca Clark is one of the 44 finalists for Positive Coaching Alliance, Tampa Bay's Triple Impact Competitor Scholarship Award. Her favorite sports memory occurred during her sophomore year when she struggled through a cross-country race. But at every turn, she was greeted by a teammate urging her to keep going to reach her goal of finishing the race in under 30 minutes, which she did. Rebecca says she learned the importance of encouragement and that limitations are only created in one's own head. One of Rebecca's teachers, Jennifer Charos, said Rebecca honors the sport of swimming by giving her all to her team as well as herself in and outside of the pool. And among some of Rebecca Clark's favorites, her favorite sports team, the Baltimore Orioles. Our favorite coach is David Spain from Huntington High School Cross Country. Her favorite athlete is Katie Ledecky, a swimming Olympic world record holder. Favorite inspirational sports movie, The Blind Side. Her favorite inspirational sports quote, hit the wall harder than it hits you. Any idea who said that?
Newt Rockne?
Actually, no. No one knows. It's unknown. So, she prefers a baseball cap over a cowboy hat.
The Rock, and I would have thought.
She prefers, she prefers crust on her sandwich as opposed to no crust. Her favorite superhero is Captain America, and her go-to first move in rock, paper, scissors is scissors. Interesting fact. And here we have a clip of Rebecca talking about how she likes to demonstrate leadership.
One of the ways that, as a high school senior, I feel I have demonstrated leadership is during the first couple weeks of high school season where it was mandatory conditioning, and during the summer where we had all of our high school teams, they didn't go to club practice, they came to high school practice. I really made sure to reach out to all of the freshmen and the newer swimmers that maybe didn't swim their freshman year or their new first year swimmers, and make sure that they felt welcome. Because I've had in my past, I've had seniors reach out to me during my first years of swimming and they said, hey, like, what are your questions? What can I help you with? And I've done, tried to do the carry on that tradition of helping up the young, bringing up the younger like generation of swimmers, and bringing up the younger grades and saying, hey, what do you need help with? What can I help you with? One of the things I always try and make sure that every freshman, because we do not have a pool on our campus, they have to drive after school to get to practice. I try to make sure every freshman has a ride, and or any new underclassman that doesn't have a car, I need to make sure they have transportation to get to the pool. Because I had a senior last year do that for me, and she said, hey, let me make sure you have a ride. She was one of the first people that talked to me at practice. She became one of my closest friends, and I still talk to her now that she's at college. So I really try and reach out, and even though it's not necessarily a leadership position, leadership is more of an attitude, and it's really important for me as a senior to express that attitude to the younger grades and the younger swimmers that are not as may not be as experienced as I am, or as don't have the same abilities in the sport that I do.
And that very nice story there, Rebecca Clark. Seems like a very good young lady and a great student athlete. And John, did I say something funny?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Get to the clip.
Anyway, yes. Anyway, if you'd like to know how to help the Positive Coaching Alliance, here's how.
Join our team by donating to Positive Coaching Alliance. Just go to keepkidsinthegame.org and click donate. That's keepkidsinthegame.org and click donate.